Vixen Taban, the Western Bahar el-Ghazali State Health Minister, says operations in government institutions in the state capital Wau have been suspended following a surge in cases of coronavirus. Taban says the move was taken after many government employees and senior officials tested positive for COVID-19. He says members of the security committee, including some ministers and the head of the organized forces, also tested positive for COVID-19.
We started to observe increase in cases that were diagnosed passively. When we realized this, it was an alarm for us, so we started an active screening of cases, starting from the Council of Ministers headquarters. When we screen after coordination with the Office of Honorable Governor, we screened 38 samples were taken and tested. Out of 38, 10 cases were confirmed. So it also raised our alarm. And then we started again to screen the rest of the constitutional force holders. The governor was tested, the deputy governor tested, the advisors, the ministers, and then we are going down to the commissions and then the county commissioners and mayor. Mayor was tested also. So with all this, we realize that there are high trend of infections in the state.
Taban says all the contacts of the officials who tested positive for COVID-19 are being traced and quarantined before they resumed work.
After disinfecting and then quarantining the positive and tracing the contacts and testing them, and whenever there are positive cases, again they will be quarantined. The rest who are negative, and after sterilizing the whole institution, then activities should resume normal. And of course, with close adherence to the preventive measures of face masking and sanitizers and social distancing and so on.
Taban says State Governor Sarah Kleto has ordered mandatory testing and COVID-19 vaccination for government officials.
For the constitutional force holders, and then for the key government officials, testing for corona is mandatory. Also, a vaccination to receive vaccine is mandatory for all the constitutional post holders and all the senior government officials, including subordinates. And then, select a measure in case somebody is not fully vaccinated in later times will be denied access to the public offices and the government institutions.
Deng Dimo, a resident of Wau, commends the state government for its efforts to fight coronavirus, but he says closing offices and sending people home will hamper the delivery of services.
This is sometimes good in development countries whereby there is a strong internet or network, whereby some activities or some meetings are made online, such that the state government could have been doing some meeting online. But here in South Sudan, the network are always weak, and the issue of power is also a side effect that could also lead to the failure of the government to keep meeting online with the ministers who are under quarantine. It will be difficult for the operationalization of the state government to operate well, to deliver the services to the people.
Last month, the National Task Force on Coronavirus reintroduced a partial lockdown measure after a surge in coronavirus cases in the country. Social gatherings and entertainment sites were directed to adhere to the COVID-19 measures, and a night curfew imposed from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. The task force also said wearing a face mask was now mandatory and citizens must observe social distancing and avoid shaking hands. South Sudan's cumulative tally is 14,275 cases and 135 fatalities due to the virus. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.